Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to Atomic Radio Hour, the show that dives into the wreckage that is post-apocalyptia. We are a post-nuclear podcast. I am your host, Vince.
And I am your remastered host, Declan.
Friend, pal,
yes.
Buddy, guy,
homie,
person.
Husband.
Oh, okay. We have a lot to talk about this week. There's been a lot of things going on. A lot of things going on.
Things in the news.
Things giving people the blues. Speaking of the blues, I apologize to everybody at home. I'm watching my waveforms. I'm adjusting my audio. I thought I was right. I thought I'd be professional. I apologize.
But that's also the cashews.
Oh, shit. I didn't pick up on that. Yeah. I apologize. I apologize wholeheartedly.
But now for the news.
No, before we get into the news, we have to get into the lore. Welcome
You're
back
right.
to the regularly scheduled two dorks talking into Michael phones. I'm Vince. This is Declan. Let's just jump right into the lore. Let's just jump right on into it, guys.
Don't forget to smash that like button.
So that's not this week's. Okay, so this week's lore is on the bobbleheads.
Oh, cool.
I just thought, I was looking over at my shelf of the SOS, if you will, and I was like, you know what, there's a lot of on that shelf.
Is that so?
Yeah, there's a lot of it. If you're a longtime Discord person, beer inner, link in the bottom if you'd like to join us, there's a picture from a while back in there.
Honestly, it was like a couple weeks ago.
From when I first shared it, I haven't shared a picture of the shelf in a while. I put a picture up of the flag. I have a pre-war flag.
Oh, the Brotherhood of Steel one?
No, the U.S. flag with the...
Oh, the Commonwealth's flag.
Yeah. No, so I was looking over at the shelf, and I was going, you know what? All that shit's really cool. And I looked over, and I saw that I have, like, several bobbleheads. I have 4 or 5 bobbleheads. And I was like, you know what? I should talk about that. Because I have the original one that came with the lunchbox of Fallout 3.
Yeah, that's, like, from way back in the day.
11 years old, yeah.
Holy shit, you're right.
So, bobbleheads are only encountered within the Capital Wasteland, the Commonwealth, and Appalachia, and not in any western vaults. This may suggest that the Vault-Tec bobblehead range was exclusive to the East Coast and not a line of persistent merch. The bobbleheads being exclusive merch is supported by a terminal found within Vault-Tec HQ. It lists available merch, clothing, and lunchboxes, but bobbleheads were only for staff. A letter from Vault-Tec. Within the lore, it says that you might only be able to get it through being an employee of Vault-Tec, but also right outside of Vault 101 in Springvale, there is a house. It's a letter, and the house has a mailbox. There's a letter in the mailbox from Vault-Tec addressed to the Gomez family, which is the one officer in 101, is Officer Gomez.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So that lineage lasted 200 years.
Holy, I never even picked that up.
It can be found there saying, be sure to present this letter to your Vault-Tec representative to retrieve your collectible Vault Boy bobblehead. Huh. Do you own any bobbleheads?
In real life?
Yeah.
I do. I have the Barter one, I believe. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only one I have is Barter.
I have Barter. I think that's Charisma?
It would be the one with the finger guns is Charisma.
No.
Is that Speech?
No, I don't have a speech, because that's my favorite skill. I wanted speech, and I could never find it.
Really?
Then I just have, like, a plain old... Oh, no, that's the Loot Crate exclusive one.
Oh, what was...
I have Barter, Intelligence, and the Loot Crate exclusive one, and I have the original one from Fallout 3.
What does the Fallout 3 one look like? Just the thumbs up?
No, it's his arms are crossed, and it's, like, 2 inches shorter, and his skin is, like, pinkish tan. Like, you know how, like, the Vault Boy now is, like, aggressively Caucasian?
Yes.
Like, your figure is, like, aggressively Caucasian? Yeah. He's got a pinkish...
Like, my complexion in the winter, yes.
Yeah. I have one that I put in my car instead of a Hula Girl. I have a Vault Boy, and that's the one. He's got his hands on his hips.
Huh.
And I think all of the Vault Boys I have, except for the one with the hands on the hips, are all 101s.
Really?
I don't think I have any
111s. Mine's a 111.
If yours is a 111, then I might have a 111, because I know you picked up one or two of them for me.
Yes.
But I don't have any 76.
Nor do I.
Yeah. But, okay, here's the news. I wanted to bring up the bobbleheads, and I wanted to bring up that because... It's fucking happening, guys.
It's
fucking happening. There's no way in my mind you're telling me it's not happening. It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening.
You cannot persuade us otherwise. It's happening.
It's happening. It happened. I went there. I found out. It's happening. For those who are not in the loop, we're getting a Fallout 3 fucking remaster, and there's nothing you can tell me that is changing my mind. And if you don't know, here's the skinny. On Amazon.
Give me the skinny, son.
Only if you say please.
Please, give me the skinny.
So, on Amazon, there was a listing from the official Bethesda Amazon people, Johnson, and it was uploaded that there was a new game coming out, and it had a standard, a special, and a collector's edition. Automatically, I saw Bethesda and collector's edition, and I went,
take it out of my wallet, Todd.
Yeah, just how many kids, how much hemoglobin, is that blood?
That's blood.
I want to sound intelligent, but I'm not. How much blood do you need? Like, I'll just whatever. Plasma, semen, whatever you need. I'll donate it right to you. Just whatever you need,
maybe,
it's yours.
Maybe not. Maybe keep the fluids on the inside.
Why not?
That's a little bit yucky.
You don't think love custard has, like...
Black market value?
Yeah, you don't think a little baby gravy's got black market value?
I've never considered it. Seeing as the supply is pretty readily available.
There's a new listing, and everyone have automatically thought, oh, it's Doom! And they're like, no, it's not Doom.
It's not Doom.
Doom has its own listing. Yeah, and then, oh, maybe it's Wolfenstein, or whatever they're doing with Wolfenstein next. Wolfenstein has its own thing. Prey 2 has its own thing. What's that fear game? Prey?
I mean,
Alone in the Dark? What is it called?
Oh, there's the space one.
No, that's Prey.
That's not Prey.
What is that?
Oh, wait. There's a new space one coming.
No, Starfield has its own thing.
Starfield. Yeah.
Starfield has its own thing as well. What the fuck? Alone in the Dark? The Evil Within.
Oh, Evil Within. Yeah.
Well, I don't know why I spaced on that. Every big Bethesda game has its own thing already. And there was also a video that was put up with it that was an old-timey, almost 1800s-esque countdown, like...
That was like a 1930s.
I don't think so. I thought it was much older than that.
Maybe like 1910s.
Okay, yeah. It was kind of vaudeville-y, yeah. So this all goes up, and it wasn't like it was up for 10 minutes and went down. It was up for like a day.
Yeah.
And then they took it down. Then there's a YouTuber, and I'm probably going to say this wrong, I think his name is Skullzy? Skulls?
Skulls?
I believe it was Skullzy. Alright, so...
Okay.
I heard about it first from a Mr. Maddie Plays video. And what's really funny is this is another hoax. I've been watching this dude since 2299. So...
Oh, whoa, dude. Since we gotta do a video on 2299.
Yes, if this turns out to be a hoax, maybe that's what we'll do. But enough behind the curtain. I've seen this video, right?
Yes. Yes.
And I'm watching it, and this guy Skullzy apparently comes out and says that the video, the countdown, was stock footage that's free to use stock footage that's available on YouTube.
Huh.
So, that being said...
I don't like the sound of that.
Well, okay, it gets even better. It sounds shitty right there, right?
Yes. But
check this out. It's stock footage that was uploaded from YouTube that you can find on YouTube, but... When they took it down, there was an internal investigation at Bethesda to find out who did it.
Huh.
So, I think treachery is afoot.
Think someone done fucked up.
Yeah, I think somebody did it on purpose. I also think they're going to do a soft launch. Like, they're going to do, like, a fake, like, oh, we don't know what that was. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Like, you know. Wink.
Yeah, because why not?
Like, they need a win after 76. They do need a win.
That's the number one reason. And if they're going to make a remake of 3... they're going to make a remake of 4, because why not take everything they put into 4 and...
Why would they remake 4? It's
did I say 4? Back. I'm sorry. I meant New Vegas.
New Vegas!
Yes!
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fucking... You got my dick rock hard there.
Really? That's what it took?
fucking New Vegas, just... dude? New Vegas, dude. New Vegas.
I know. How do you think I feel about 3?
I know how you feel about 3.
You realize if this happens, I never have to buy a game until Fallout 5.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
I will play 3, and when I get done 3, I'll go to New Vegas, and then when I get done New Vegas, I'll go right back to 3.
And then, think of all the mods.
Yeah. Oh my god, you can carry over all the mods from 4 to 3? Like, it just makes too much sense. It just sounds as if it'll just work.
Does it just work?
I hope it does. Why wouldn't it? Like, you would think it would. You know what I mean? Like,
you would think it just works.
If you're going to pretty much base it on... If you're going to pretty much just take Fallout 4 and then not reskin it, but you're going to take everything that you've built up from the original... I shouldn't even say the original engine. If you're going to take the engine you've been working with forever and then remake a game that you used to have in it entirely, like, not even just how they did with Skyrim, or it was just, here's Skyrim on the PS4. Because if they do that with 3, whatever, I hope they wouldn't.
I want to see the new creation engine stuff.
Yeah.
Used, and I want to see an actual remaster of Fallout 3 and not a port.
You want to see a remake or a remaster?
Well, I want to see a remake, not a port.
Okay. I think it's very important that we use one word and not interchange the two of them.
I feel like remake, remaster is interchangeable.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I feel like, and this is just me, remaster is when you take the same game that was on the 360 and just put it on the PS4 or the Xbox One.
See, I call that a port.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
Not that it makes too much of a difference, but the fact that we want to see the things that they learned expanded upon.
I want to be able to build. Like, I want to be able to build a little shanty in the middle of the middle of DC somewhere. Like, I just want to be able to have my little shack that I can go to. And at the same time, I hope everything doesn't look wet.
What do you mean, wet?
Fallout 4, everything kind of just looks wet.
I mean, the Commonwealth is kind of... all of them are about water.
Yeah. Every game is just pretty much about water. But I'm saying, like, I want to see it where... Like, all the guns looked wet. Like, if you had a metal gun, it looked wet. Like, Fallout 3
looks
like it's...
That's just how they had the specular maps for the models.
No, which is fine, but I hope that maybe they can refine that a little bit, because the biggest thing with Fallout 3 is that it looks green.
Yeah, and there's some really good mods to make it not just green.
No, I know, but I'm saying if you're going for... And, like, they have all this new technology that they can work with. Like, make the game better. Make it so I can get the fucking Wazer rifle from Billy in little lamplight, and I can change it into a fucking sniper rifle that's a laser, or yes. I can turn it into a pistol. Like, make
because
it
because we would have all the new crafting systems.
Yeah, and like, make it where I can find these weapons that were unique weapons that like imagine finding Lincoln's repeater and being able to add onto it like a fucking scope. Or being able to add on, like, think about how cool that would be. And imagine the scope of DC. You could make everything bigger. You can make the Washington Monument. When you have to put the satellite there for 3 Dog.
Yeah.
Like, imagine the scope of feeling like you're going up that elevator and like,
and looking out over all that shit. You actually have good models. Holy shit.
Yeah. Like, just the fucking, the feeling of being back home. Like, that's the number one thing for me. Like, even just talking about it is making me, like, nostalgic. Like, I hate my hometown, and I feel like this is the closest I will ever be to feeling nostalgic to being back home. Like, because I spent so much time here. I spent, like, in like a ridiculous amount of time in fictional DC.
Enough that you know how to walk around regular DC.
No, have I told that story on here before?
I think so.
If you haven't heard it, I'll tell it real quick. I went to DC on vacation, and I went into the subway, and I went, oh my god, I've been here. I was like, I've been here before. I couldn't believe how, like, just the terminals where the information booth is and the way the escalators are built and the maps and the ceiling, everything is so... And my hotel was right next to the Pentagon, which is the Citadel. So I was like, hee, the whole time. But, like, I just fucking want to play 3 again. My brother was playing it a few months back. Like, when I got him into Fallout 4, he wanted to go back and play... the other Fallouts, which is great, because that just made me happy, because I think you should go back and play them.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if it's only for a few minutes. But he went back, and I heard just, like, the ticking noises and the noises of walking around and the ambient music, and I was like, where is it coming from? Like, I felt like I was having a Vietnam flashback. I was like... it's weird how things just stick with you. And I just... And I've never, and I'll be the first one to say it, I never played the New Vegas DLC other than the Sierra Madre. And to be able to play all of them in better graphical detail? Come on, dude. Come the f*** on.
And like, better graphical detail out of the box.
Out of the box, son. Just,
dude.
You know what? I hope there's a collector's edition. I hope it's a fucking $150 replica of Galaxy News Radio that you can slip the box, like the game case, into in the bag, dude. And you press a button, and when you press the button, it goes, 3 dog. Oh my god, like... Okay, what I'm saying is, Bethesda, if you're listening, just give me a job. I will work for just a livable amount. I'll just throw ideas at you all day long. I'll throw
character ideas. You know what, he
can do a mean ghoul. I just fucking, like, oh, fuck. I'm so excited for something that I don't even know that it's happening, but I know that it's happening. Like, I have such a feeling that it's happening.
Just like, with the bones itching before it rains.
Yeah, just makes sense for it to happen. You have a game that comes out that is universally panned, right? That the only people, there's like 139 people that are still playing it. And... you have this franchise that you fought for so you can have... You know, they went to court with the remnants of Interplay. Whoever they bought the rights from, originally... I don't know if you remember this. I don't remember if anybody remembers this. Project V13 was going to be the Fallout MMO.
I don't know anything about that.
Really?
Actually.
Okay, so V13 was... I don't remember who originally came up with the idea, if it was Interplay, if it was Bethesda. I think it was... Interplay, I don't know, I could be wrong. I'm not going to say who it was. But Bethesda and whoever was the original copyright holder went to court because they were like, you never finalized a MMO. Like, that's not within the rights that you have. You have the rights to make an RPG or a first and third person action adventure RPG or whatever the fuck it's classified as. So I remember talking to you about this in school because I remember you being like, well, how do you feel about a multiplayer Fallout game? And that's when I said it would ruin it.
And then you would say you would fucking hate it.
Yeah. I never thought, like, this is a game that I remember when that was being talked about, like V13, when the news was like, oh, they're going to court. And I think that they won. And I think that's why we have 76. I remember people talking about it and they're like, but we'll probably never get it because it's too hot. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a stolen item. You don't touch it. Like, it's hot. Like,
yeah.
So,
like a boosted car.
Yeah. So this is a game that nobody thought we were going to get. We wound up getting, and nobody wanted it, with the exception of some people. I like the game. I've said it before.
Yeah, we talk about how much that we like it.
Yeah, but you have this. You have the rights to all of this stuff, right? And I don't know how licensing music works within video games, but let's just say they license it. These are very old songs. Let's just say they have the license to all of it.
Sure.
So it's like they have the license to it, and they have the license to it, and they can put it in any game. Like, say they own the distributive rights or something or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
The right to use.
You know what I would love to do?
What?
I would love to walk around DC and listen to the Big Iron on my hip, and I would love to listen to the Beach Boys, and I would love to listen to Rocket 69, all within DC. Put all that music in there. You know what I mean? Like, even if you made a new radio station and you just put that in there, and it's like you could listen to Radio New Vegas. You could listen to Travis. Even if there's a quest that's like you leave the vault and it comes up, oh, you got a quest. Oh, what's that? A spotty signal? Is that a spotty signal I hear? Is that Radio New Vegas? And like you can go to like the west part of the map and set it up. And you can go to the north, you can go a little bit past Dave in the northeast and you could set up the Commonwealth Radio. Or you can go south and or no. Is it south for Appalachia? I think it's south.
It'd be west.
Would it? All right, yes. Cool. Head a little west, head a little southwest and you could set up a satellite that's for Radio Appalachia. Like just fill this game with fan service. You know what? You know what Fallout 3 has on Metacritic?
What?
M-E-T-A-C.
Can I guess 83%?
I think that's a little low because I remember hearing something that Bethesda was going to give Obsidian a huge bonus if they hit 80-something, like a high 80-something, and they missed it by 2 points.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think Fallout, I want to say it's like 91. Fallout 3 is 91. Hot fuck.
Jesus.
User score is a 78. Metascore is a 91. Yeah.
You've got all the stats for Fallout.
What's that?
You just have all the useless data for Fallout.
It's my favorite game of all time. Fallout New Vegas is 84.
Which, like, that's a shame.
I you know what I think it honestly is? Why I think what? It wasn't higher? It's not more, it's more of the same. And I'm saying this with a bias because I love Fallout 3, but my biggest problem with New Vegas at the time was that it was like, it's just more of the same. It just felt like I was starting a new game with mods, which I'm going to get crucified for. I understand that, but that's how I felt when I played it. Both great games, but...
You've dug your grave on this one. I can't save you.
No, and I'm totally cool with it. I'm totally cool with it. I've gotten as much shit as I need. I love Fallout 3 and there's nothing you can do to change my mind. But I fill it with fanfare. Fill it with fanfare. Fill it with so much fanfare.
Or fan service.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Fill it with so much fan service that it's ridiculous. Make this game such a like You can put new shit in it if you want. You don't have to, but you could. Like, imagine putting it in and then putting in mod support. Or imagine putting in, like, they have the paid DLC system, which is atrocious. But imagine if they put that in and it's like, oh, now you have this. You can have new weapons. You can have new skins. You can have shit that's lore friendly. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
The Creation Club type stuff.
Why not fuck it up? You know what I mean? Like, why not do it?
Hey, be careful with your phrasing of why not fuck it up, because...
yeah.
You never know how it's going to be interpreted.
But I think there's one person we should talk to.
Who?
I think we should tweet Pete Hines.
Papa Pete.
It's Tweet Pete. It's
Tweet Hines, everybody.
Tweet Hines. At DC Deacon. How are we going to start this one?
Are you tweeting it from you or the show?
From the show. Let's not get it twisted. I got a show to promote.
No matter what, we need to end it with Love Atomic Radio Hour.
Oh, of course. How should we start this? Dear Pete. Obviously, Dear Pete.
Yeah, we're on first name basis at this point.
Or do you think Mr. Hines?
Maybe Mr. Hines. Let's start professional.
Okay. I mean, we've tweeted him before.
Yeah.
H-I-N-E-S? Hines?
Yes.
Dear Mr. Hines, comma, I hope this letter finds you well, or I hope this tweet finds you well.
Yes.
Is tweet a proper noun?
That's a good question. I'm going to Google that. No, there's no way it's not.
Capital? Yes, no.
No. Find no, it's you. Not a proper noun, but Twitter is, because the name of the company.
That's why I asked if tweet was, because it's like, yes. Band-Aid. Or no, what am I thinking of? I'm thinking of something else. Sorry, shut up. Dear Mr. Hines, I hope this tweet finds you well. Period. Full stop. New sentence. Where do we go from
yes.
here?
Yes. All right, we got to think about characters, too.
What do you
gotta
mean?
Get us all in one.
Wait, what do you mean characters?
Like the amount of text bits.
I was like, we're not... okay.
I hope this tweet finds you well. A little irradiated birdie has told us...
Should we dive right into the memes?
No, I feel like this is not so much memes, but more of like being a little playful.
Okay.
So a little irradiated birdie told us that we might be returning to the capital.
I went
wasteland.
To a public school. How do you spell irradiated?
Just sound it out and then right click on it.
Don't fucking give me that sound it out bullshit.
No, I'm not trying to be a dick. I just don't know it off the top of my head either.
Thank God for Grammarly.
Yeah, Grammarly is fucking based.
Bird or birdie?
Birdie.
Dash Y or IE?
IE.
Little irradiated birdie.
No, maybe Y.
Is it dash Y or Y?
Why would it be dash Y?
Like, you know, when something's like... scary's already. Like, if something's it's too, like, fucking crazy is another one.
It's straight up just why.
Okay, all right, don't yell.
Yeah, I'm not.
Little irradiated birdie told me that
we might be returning to the Capital Wasteland soon.
Might have a ticket to the Capital Wasteland?
No, I said we might be returning. We're not sure if we're going there by train.
Okay. Turning to the... Did I fat finger? Yep, I did. Wasteland some time soon. Period. Full stop. Or comma. And we might get a chance to have our spurs jingle jangle.
That's a little presumptuous.
Oh, you're right.
I'd say, I don't know. Like... Oh, I'm thinking of, like, would you join us?
You want to invite him on the show? Pete Hines, come on the show.
Fucking of course. Pete Hines, come on the show. I don't think being figurative is going to help us here. Would you care to comment? Leave it up. Put the ball in his court.
Ooh, that's ballsy. I like that.
Yeah.
Would you care to... I don't know how to spell fucking words. Comment. C-O-M-M-E-N-T?
Yes. With a question mark, that was a question.
Would you care to
love comma? Atomic Radio Hour?
Love, comma?
Yes.
Wait, should I format this like a letter?
If we have the characters, do it.
Fuck yeah. I'm gonna tab. Oh, it doesn't work.
No?
How many spaces is a tab? Three?
Seven.
No.
I think.
I'm gonna do three. Love.
Okay. Love, Atomic Radio Hour.
Hashtags?
Love, hashtag Atomic Radio Hour.
Hashtag love or hashtag, or love, hashtag Atomic Radio Hour?
Correct.
Okay. I'm also going to do a little hashtag beneath that. Hashtag Tweet Hines.
Okay, yeah. We'll work with that. That could be that's our next thing. That's our microphone, our baby named Frank.
All right, that's the next one. So, this is what I have. At DC Deacon, dear Mr. Hines, beginning of letter, tab, I hope this tweet finds you well. A little irradiated birdie told me we might be returning to the Capital Wasteland sometime soon. Would you care to comment? Love, hashtag Atomic Radio Hour. Hashtag Tweet Hines.
That is perfect.
We're good with this?
We're so good with that.
I'm going to hit tweet. I'm going to make it real.
Do it. Do it right now.
Good. It's out into the world. Now, wonderful. If you're listening to this episode right now.
Go see if there was a reply from Tweet Hines.
Go check it out. Because we record this during the week. Comes out on a Saturday. And if you search Tweet Hines, you might be able to get a glimpse at what the next episode is going to be about. If we did a Tweet Hines that week. So go like it or retweet it or comment on it or something.
Do a social media on it.
At Atomic Radio Hour. Link in the description.
Yes.
Now, we've talked about what I think is the biggest piece of news for the week, and a happy piece of potential news for the week. I think we should talk about some sad shit, because it's not something I did unless there's some sad shit in it.
Please, tell me about some sad shit.
I don't know if your body is Reggie for this one, Declan.
Oh, no.
But Reggie Fils-Aimé is leaving Nintendo.
He's not dead. He's actually in quite good health.
Did they say something about that?
No, in his goodbye video, he was like, I'm okay. I just want to spend more time with my family.
Did he say that? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
What a G. What a guy.
Yeah, that video made me just feel so, like melancholy.
Yeah. Did you cry?
Because, Like, don't I was lie to like, me. Did you cry? I was emotional.
Did you cry? Did tears leave your eyes?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, he said it takes time to process these things.
He said in the video, he's like, and my body is Reggie. And I was like, oh God. Fuck. Oh. I was like, dude, come on. He was just,
yeah. Oh my God.
And like, what's so weird is to think back of like, he was there for 15 years. He's been there for so much that
he's been there for my entire childhood and adolescence.
How old is the GameCube? And young adult
life.
2002?
Yeah.
So, it's 2019? Did he come on that year or the year after?
I don't recall.
To the Google machine. Give me 2 seconds.
Do it.
I type in Reggie. It goes Reggie Bush, White, Miller, Jackson, Nintendo. Oh, Mr. Nintendo. He started at Nintendo in 1983.
Fuck.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. No. He was employed at Nintendo in 2003.
Okay, so you were pretty close the first time.
But he was born in the Bronx?
I knew there was a reason why we liked him.
Yeah. Yeah, the hood fucks with Reggie.
Yeah.
No, he I don't know what this means by years active. Maybe years active in his field?
Yeah, I would assume that.
Huh. Well, he started doing whatever he was doing, I guess, in 1983 till today. And he was at Nintendo from 2003 to 2019. So if he wasn't there, at the launch of Nintendo, or at the launch of the GameCube...
He was there for the Wii.
Yeah, and he was there for...
He definitely was there.
He was probably there for everything that came out after... Once the GameCube came out, he was there for everything else.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think he might have went to the same high school as my cousins.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, no.
I mean, Reggie's a straight-up G.
No, he's a cool-ass dude. He was very, like... And, I mean, I didn't meet the guy, but every time I ever heard anything about him, like, from personal... Like, you know, you watch a YouTube video and they, like, talk about, like, who he is and what he did.
Yeah.
I always heard that he was super cool and, like, super with the memes.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, someone would go, Reggie, can I get a hug? He goes, my body is Reggie. Like, he was ready for it. Like, he was just so into it. Yeah, he was Reggie,
dude.
Yeah, dude. He just seemed like a cool guy. And he had a cool last name.
Yeah, Fils-Aimé? Yeah. Fils-Aimé, depending on who you are.
Whatever coast you're on, we'll say it differently.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, and his, we're gonna say the man's name, and then we're not gonna make any jokes about it, because as soon as the video came out, it was dead.
Yes.
He's being preceded by a...
Proceeded.
What'd I say?
Preceded.
What is it? Proceeded?
Yes.
Sorry. He's being proceeded by one Douglas Bowser. That's it. We're not making jokes about the name.
Not a single joke about Mr. Bowser.
Not a single one. That's it?
Just that was it.
Next topic?
We're getting a new Pokemon game. We're getting Pokemon Sword, Shield, and my favorite, Gun. I don't know if any people that follow me on Twitter probably saw that. But no, with jokes aside, we're getting new Pokemon games, Gen 8, Pokemon Sword and Shield, and I'm so ready for this, because it looks like how I envisioned Pokemon would look like when I was playing Emerald for the first time. When I was like, you know, it would be so cool, a Pokemon that was like this.
Really?
Like a fully, like, open world looking with, like, HD 3D characters. It just, oh, it mixes the parts that they did really well with Let's Go with the form factor of the traditional Pokemon games.
Okay.
And it's on the Switch. I don't need to worry about getting a new DS.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
It gives me a reason to look at my Switch again.
I don't... You're just weird because I play my Switch as much as I can.
I'm convinced I'm the only person who doesn't love the Switch.
Yeah, and I don't know fucking why.
I don't see the... Like, I just don't... It's not practical. It's... I don't want to take my John on the go. I want to sit in my house and play. I don't know. I don't know. Something about it. I'm not a fan. I don't know why. I couldn't tell you. I don't sit here and pretend. I thought Super Mario Odyssey was really overrated. It's a good game. It plays well. The controls are super tight. I don't think there's anything really special about it. When you go to New Donk City, I remember being like, oh, like, and you do the whole festival part. I was like, mm-hmm. Wow, that's really nice. Like, this has been
Nintendo has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember, and that's awesome that there's like this little homage to where they came from, and it made me happy. Like, when I played the game, I got warm, but when I put the game down, I didn't sit there and go, well, I miss the warmth that it gave me. I also didn't really like Zelda. That's just me again. I don't know, and I've talked about it before, but
I was playing it while my food was heating up earlier, just because I felt like doing something to take my mind off schoolwork.
Well, which game?
Zelda.
Yeah.
And that game's fucking incredible, dude.
No, I know. When it came out, I was super engrossed in it, but, like, I went back and played it and beat it, and it just, I don't know, it doesn't capture me. When I first played it, I think it was all the discovery that captured me, and now that I feel like I've discovered pretty much everything, there's nothing for me to capture.
Which, that's a fair critique.
But I also think you're too underpowered and then too overpowered and then not powered enough. And I'm not talking about this again. We've already been over this, but I'm not excited for the new Pokemon at all.
No,
because there's a few reasons. One, I looked at the starters and they're all trash except for Avocado Monkey.
I disagree. I love Sobble. The sad boy.
He's, I don't know, does nothing for me. And
I usually love fire starters, but he's so fucking cute.
See, I normally like water starters. Okay, hold on. Did you ever see that picture, Declan? Throw up the picture. I'm going to send it to you. Throw up the picture when you edit the video together. Let me see if I can find it, where it's the all the starters, because I want to ask you a very serious question. Gen 1. You ready?
Of, like, my favorite or what I picked?
Of your favorites. Gen 1, Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle, and why?
See, Gen 1's one of the only ones that's personally conflicting, because I usually pick fire starters, so I went with Charmander first. But damn, do I love Bulbasaur.
Really?
Damn, do I love Bulbasaur.
I never pick grass.
I usually don't. But Bulbasaur is easily the cutest and coolest of, I think, the original three.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a Squirtle guy.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Charizard's pretty cool.
No, Charizard is really cool. I don't know why. I think I've always just kind of liked turtles, so I was like, yeah, Squirtle. So you're going Bulbasaur?
Going Bulbasaur. I have to go Bulbasaur.
Okay. Chikorita, Cyndaquil, Totodile.
Cyndaquil, full stop.
Really?
Yes.
Not a bad choice. Why?
Because Totodile is lame and Chikorita's ultra lame.
Totodile's lame?
Yes.
My guy, have you never seen a Fralgator?
I have, and my Cyndaquil will just yeet on your shit.
No, kind sir. I believe mine will, because I'm quite literally super effective against it.
Listen, don't talk to me like I'm Garrett.
Okay. Gen 3, Treecko, Torchic, Mudkip.
Torchic, easy.
All right, I'll give it to you. I would say Mudkip. I'm just a water guy.
Blaziken is the coolest,
no,
dude.
No, Blaziken definitely is the Lucio of starters.
Of starters, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But Swampert's typing and everything. He's water, ground, fucking earthquake like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's pretty decent.
Swampert is I started with Ruby, so I remember picking Mudkip a lot.
Yeah, the Game Boy game that I played the most was Emerald and Sapphire, I think. And I played with Torchic in both.
Cool. Gen 4. Turtwig. Fucking
Chimchar.
Chimchar or Piplup.
Chimchar!
Really?
Hell yeah, dude.
This is one where I like Turtwig. I like Turtwig's final evolution, because he's like...
Yeah, Torterra's fucking rad, dude. Yeah,
but Piplup is... I like Piplup Steel more water. Than I like Empoleon. So...
I flip-flop that.
Really?
Yeah, I think Empoleon's tight, dude.
He's cool. I don't know. I remember when I played this one, I picked Piplup, but...
I picked Chimchar because... Fuck yeah.
I'm wrong. I did pick Chimchar. When I went back and played it later, I picked Piplup. But I'm going to go with Piplup because Penguin.
Yeah. I know that I remember trading my friend for his Turtwig, for a breed of it, because I remember that I really liked Turtwig, and I was upset that I couldn't have both Turtwig and Chimchar to start.
Really?
So I was like, yo, have that thing get down to business. I want one.
So Gen 5, Snivy. I don't know what the pig's name is. What was the pig's name?
The pig's name...
Spring Pig? No.
No. Fuck, I forget.
Hold on a second.
Tepig.
Tepig, yeah.
Snivy, Tepig, or Oshawott?
Snivy's pretty cool.
Yeah? You're going to go with Snivy?
I'm going to go Snivy.
Yeah, this generation starters are ass. Get rid of them all.
No.
I picked Snivy, and I hated it. I thought Tepig looked stupid. I thought Tepig was cute. I thought the Embor, is that the last one?
Yeah.
I thought Embor was dumb. And Oshawott.
Yeah, I didn't really like Embor that much.
Oshawott, I remember being not, like, nothing crazy about Oshawott. I don't even remember what its final form is.
Yeah.
What's it called? Yeah, it goes from a penguin to, like, it's no longer bipedal. Like, I don't know. I just didn't like it.
That's fair.
I guess if I had to choose one, I guess Oshawott, but I did play... Like, Snivy, I hated because, like, he lost his arms. I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, man's gotta eat.
I mean, he just, like, snake around things, dude.
Yeah, I know, but imagine being able to wipe your ass one day and not the next. Like, that's what hell is for me. Like, if there's such a thing as a personal hell, is that, like, it's I get to live a normal day, and then the next day, I just don't have arms and I can't wipe my ass properly, and I ate nothing but fucking Taco Bell the day prior. Like, that's my hell.
Oh, dude.
I'm just like, ah, what do I do? I gotta shower. Like, yeah, superior. Fuck out of here. That I hated that generation starters, and that was, like, that's my third favorite Pokemon generation.
Really?
Yeah, fifth gen is, like, I love fifth gen. Black and White 2 is the last... In my opinion, the last good Pokemon game I played.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like any of the ones, and I wanted a Ruby and Sapphire remake in the worst way, and I got it, and I didn't like it.
I mean, I liked Oros, but...
Hold on, I don't remember these guys' names. Oh, Gen 6.
Froakie, full stop.
Froakie, Fennekin.
Greninja is so dope.
No, yeah, okay, good. We're not even going to spend a lot of time here.
Yeah, we're not spending time on that.
Let me find out these other guys' names real quick. Hold on.
Well, Fennekin was the other...
It was Fennekin and Chespin, yeah, but I gotta find out Gen 7, because I don't remember Gen 7.
Oh,
Because I spent no time there.
All I know is that my perfect owl boy is perfect. I nicknamed him, so I immediately forgot what his actual name was.
I typed in Gen 7, and it gave me Let's Go Pikachu.
They're technically in the same gen.
Hold on, let me just type in owl and see what comes up. Nothing. Knocked Owl, Rowlet?
Rowlet. Hell yeah. So, like, he goes from cute to being the most deadly creature in the fucking universe.
He goes from cute to fucking growing his hair out to being really cool. Yeah, yeah. Dulasai?
Decidueye.
Decidueye. And then there's Litten, which is a dumb name. And then Incineroar.
Incineroar is pretty cool.
Incineroar is cool. I don't like tiger animals. And what's the dog? What's the fucking French dog?
The French dog?
I love Pokemon. Piplo. Popolope.
It was really forgettable for me.
Yeah, I Rowlet.
Rowlet's cool, because Decidueye is a f***ing monster.
And for Gen 8, Avocado Monkey.
I'm gonna look at them again.
I don't even know their names, just Avocado Monkey.
Avocado Monkey?
Yeah, I don't know his name. Grook? Grookey?
Grookey, I think?
Yeah. I'm just going to call him... He looks like an avocado, and I love avocados, so he's Avocado Monkey to me.
Hold on, let me check.
Okay, here's something.
Sobble is perfect. He's so good.
I disagree
with
you.
He's just nervous. He's so nervous.
I think... When I get this game, right, I'm going to pick Grookey right away, and I'm going to nickname him Guak.
Guak.
Yeah. So then he's going to... Because I think his evolution, because he looks like a little stocky little boy, I think his evolution is going to be a gorilla.
Yeah.
I think he's going to turn into a gorilla, or he's going to turn into, like, how Greninja is, like... That's his name, right?
Greninja? Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to turn into, like, how Greninja is, like, a frog samurai ninja. It's... I think Grookey is going to be, he's the chimp Pokemon, so, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he turns into a grass ground type or something.
Okay.
You're going to go with what's his name, Swabble? Swooble?
Sobble.
Sobble?
Yes.
Let me see what he looks like. See, I also don't like to watch trailers, because I like to go into games blind, but Sobble's just like, what do you mean you ate all the dumplings? Like, I don't know, he's just, he doesn't do anything for me.
I love him.
And I think
nervous little boy.
I think the rabbit's name is like Burn Bun.
Score Bunny.
Like, just right on the nose, not even trying to hide it. Just Bunny.
I mean, I'm excited to see what the evolution is there.
Yeah.
Eh, I don't know.
I also, I'm also thinking...
You're an old man.
I know. Well, no, but you know what? This is what I wanted to bring up, too. These games aren't being made for me anymore. And that's something that, like, I forget all the time.
Yeah.
Pokemon is a game that's being made for children. Let's be completely honest.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, the new region's called Galar.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I just saw it now. It's a game that's being... It's games that are being made for children. These are not games that are being made for me. They're not games that are being... They're being made for kids. And Nintendo doesn't give a fuck about what my opinion is. All they care about is if they're making products that kids are going to like and they're going to buy toys of and they're going to buy cards
and
of.
Merch.
Yeah. That's all they care about at this point. They don't care about us. They don't care about my opinion or opinion. And that's fine. That's just the way things go.
Yeah.
So there's no reason for me to get upset. I didn't like all the changing in the Aloha or the Alohan or Lindsay Lohan Aloha. Region, whatever the fuck it was called. I didn't like it.
I did. I really like how it shook up the formula.
Really?
Yeah, I really liked it a lot.
It didn't, I don't know, nothing for me.
I know it didn't do anything for you, but I really liked it.
Good, I'm happy that somebody enjoyed it, because I sure shit didn't. It just, I don't understand why you would take something that works and change it, but I understand why you would take something that works and change it. I just hope that they don't do it again. Or if they do it again, they can kind of fix it and make it work better, because there was...
It looks definitely more traditional.
Yeah.
Based on the footage.
I think it's going to be nice that I can sit down at my TV and play Pokemon on a console.
On the big screen.
Yeah, instead of me having to get my GameCube out and get the fucking Game Boy Advance cartridge reader. And how come the Wii never had a DS reader?
Honestly, I asked myself the same thing.
Yeah, I think that, and the Wii U barely sold. Me and three other people I know own it. And imagine if they have if they had a 3DS reader or something that, like, attached to the controller, because the controller was a screen.
And even at the time that the Wii U was out, there should have been ample technology for mirroring your screen on the 3DS. Like, streaming it onto it.
You could use the DS to fight in Smash.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, exactly. That's a perfect proof in Smash 4, yeah. That's perfect proof that it could have been doable.
So, I don't know. It's not a game for me. I'm going to play it.
I'm going to buy the f*** out of it. The only problem is I don't know if I'm going to be a Sword or Shield boy.
Which one do you think you're going to get?
See, I don't know, because I already know... For a fact, my one friend is getting Sword.
Because whatever you get, I'll probably get the opposite, because you're the only person I know else that plays it.
I don't know. I want to see what the differences are for version exclusives. Mm-hmm. I'm honestly going to look at version exclusive Pokemon and be like, oh, this set of them look cooler. I'm getting that one.
Okay.
Or if it's like a Ruby and Sapphire situation, whatever evil team looks more meme-y.
You're awful.
Like, I know I'm awful, but Team Skull is like my favorite fucking team, because they're so... fucking ironic.
I remember when that came out, you fell in love with them, and I was like, all right, okay.
I fucking love them. They're so perfectly terrible.
I don't know. I'm excited to see it. I'm on the fence for it.
Honestly, I think the graphic style is very good.
I've seen clips. Like, I'm on Bulbapedia right now, and there's a little screen grab of the three of them from the trailer, and they look great. Like, I know it's going to be HD, but...
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know. It's just Avocado Monkey. The more I look at him, the more I like him.
He is pretty f***ing pretty sweet.
Like, he looks
so, like, friendly.
Yeah, like, I want to hold him.
He's like, hey, guys.
And you know what? Looking at these 3D renders, this is how f***ing Detective Pikachu should look.
Like the movie?
The movie should look like this. I don't want to see a furry f***ing Pikachu. I don't know. It doesn't make
sense.
Have
we talked about Detective Pikachu on the show?
Yeah, we have. We talked about it when we talked about Sonic.
Oh, yeah. That's f***ing cursed.
Did you see the new pictures of it?
Yeah.
Dude, he doesn't have gloves. Cursed. He doesn't have gloves. He has white hands. And he's wearing Nikes.
I didn't catch that. Hold on.
It's in the Discord. Link to the Discord in the chat. In the comments. In the thing.
In the thing. Hold on. Is it in general?
Right here. Go to general. I put two pictures up. Kyle, special guest Kyle, put one up and then...
Oh, God! Those aren't gloves!
They're not gloves, they're white hands, and his eyes are two different pieces, and he's wearing Nikes!
He's wearing Nikes.
You know why that bothers me, that he's wearing Nikes? Because less than a year ago, Puma made Sonic the Hedgehog shoes. There was two of them. Oh. There was one that looked like, it looked like the first level of Green Hill Zone. Like, but yeah. It was like Sonic Blue, and it was really, really cool. And then they made a Dr. Eggman pair. But like,
oh, cool.
Yeah, they were really cool. I didn't get them. But just the fact that he's wearing Nikes is fucking killing me. Because in some some of the canonical Sega shit, of the Sonic shit, Sonic got his power from the shoes. So you're going to tell me these don't even look like expensive Nikes. You're going to tell me he was like going to Foot Locker and he's like, it's another week till I get paid, but my shoes got a big ass hole in them. I just need some fresh kicks. And he got the clearance section.
Red Nikes.
Just got the clearance section Nikes and them shit as fast as fuck. Get the fuck out of here. Dude, Jordans.
I just glanced over at the preview for the Sonic movie. Mm-hmm. Guess who's playing Dr. Eggman?
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude, Jim Carrey and fucking Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt is going to be our generation's, like, Nick Cage.
Isn't Nick Cage our generation's Nick Cage?
Well, Nick Cage is this universe's Nick Cage. But, yeah. Chris Pratt is in everything. Chris Pratt is getting to the point where
I like Chris Pratt.
Yeah, but he's getting to the point where I don't see him as Chris Pratt. I don't see him as his character. I see him as Chris Pratt. Like, when I see a movie with Samuel Jackson in it, I see Samuel Jackson playing a character. I don't see Samuel Jackson in the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm gonna go see the Sonic movie in theaters, and I don't go to the theater that often, but I'm gonna go see it in the theater, and I just can't fucking wait to see how abysmal it is. I can't wait to see Jim Carrey as Eggman. I can't.
That's gonna be fucking something, dude.
Dr. Ivo Eggman is played by Jim Carrey. I hope he just does the mask the whole time. Just smoking. Like,
I hope he just doesn't take it seriously. I can't believe it. I genuinely cannot believe it.
I want to get like a bunch of people together and see it. I want to see it how people see The Room. Like, you know, people like watch The Room and like throw popcorn at the screen and.
Yeah.
Like, throw spoons and shit.
And spoons, yeah.
Hi, doggy. Oh, my God.
Dude.
You know what else I'm really excited for?
Shane Ivers?
Shane Ivers, dude.
Dude, you Shane Ivers to me?
I just Shane Ivers you. Yeah, motherfucker. Tell me about him.
You can tell them about Shane Ivers.
Shane Ivers is a wonderful, beautiful, gentle, kind, sophisticated, well-endowed man who makes the intro music for our show. It's called Feather Duster. If you'd like to download it so you can listen to it on the go, or if you want to use it for your own show, which I would not advise because we already use it, you can get it at silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather duster. And that's the first time I've ever done that, and I did that all off memory, and I think I fucking nailed it.
You did nail it.
Fuck yeah, dude. High five. High five. Awesome. But if you'd like to follow the show on Twitter, we've alluded to it earlier, but you can find us on Twitter at Atomic Radio Hour. But what about yourself, Declan? What if they want to follow you?
If you want to follow me, you can find me on Twitter at Declan_Bean. At this point in the year, I'm probably tweeting about Drag Race.
Oh, that's a beast unto itself.
But what about you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at @_Boogans, all caps. But if you'd like to follow the both of us and have a conversation with not just us, but a lot of other people, you can follow us on our Discord. I said it before, links in the bottom, Discord. Check it on out.
Want to watch us having some good old fun. And sometimes you want to watch special guest Kyle having some good old fun. And if you want to do that, you can follow us over to the Twitch.
You can follow our Twitch. It's the same thing, Atomic Radio Hour. There should be a link to it in the doobly-doo or the description or whatever the f*** you're listening to us on. Yeah. You'll find it there. Sometimes I get on, sometimes Declan gets on, sometimes a special guest Kyle. I'm thinking about maybe jumping on with special guest Kyle. We might stream a little Apex. I don't know. He wants to do a little Resident Evil 2. We were playing Bully for a while.
Oh, cool.
We'll see when we get there.
I fucking love Bully, dude. I love Bully. But most importantly, thank you guys so much for watching or listening. You can, as you well know, you can find us on wherever you can get your podcasts and also that YouTube space.
Hold on. Name them out. We got iTunes, we got Stitcher,
Spotify,
we got CastBox, we got a bunch of other ones that I always forget somehow. Hold on a second. Wait a second. Hold on a second. Wait a second. Hold on a second. We got Stitcher. We got TuneIn. We got Radio Public. We got Google Podcasts.
Dude, we got Radio Public?
We got Radio Public?
Dude, Sonic just has white hands.
Sonic has white hands and we're on Radio Public. What a f***ing time to be alive.
But if you want to go the extra mile and show us that you really love to hear our voices every week, you can mosey on down to Patreon with your wallet and give us money. But you never have to, because this show is always going to be free.
It will always be free. We will never charge for this show. So if you'd like, throw us a couple. You don't have to. But if you're on YouTube, thank you for watching on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to comment. Make sure to like. Share with your friends.
And a friend of ours would be Michael Mello. He's one of the people that moseyed his wallet down to Patreon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael
Mello. Kind sir. I hope you're doing well.
Tell your grandmother I said hello.
Wait, we already did this, dude. I'm not insulting this kid's family again.
All right, just cut that out. Enjoy the holiday.
What's the original content? What? What did you say?
Enjoy the holotape, bye.
Oh, I was just going to cut it without you saying that.
Oh.
All right, bye.
That's a wrap.
Private log of Victor Steinman. It happened again. This time after I took a lot of damage, he showed up. He told them to call him Vic. That was the last time he showed up. He slaughtered the whole town. If there's a way to separate him, I'll take that chance. I don't know. I'm afraid if he comes out again, he might do something to the boss and my teammates. I'm not willing to risk that.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.